Morning. Thank you for being here today. Before I start telling you about my results, I would like to introduce you to my system. So the little background I'm going to talk about right now is this tufritid fly is an invasive pest from the Mediterranean, and it's a very recent introduction into California. The first records of it here in California actually are from 1998. It damages both table and olive oil olives. And there is a zero tolerance for table olives, for damage in table olives. Olive oil olives can tolerate a little bit higher damage. There are several different kinds of controls that are used right now. The most important one are insecticides, but there are also some other people working on parasitoids for control of this pest. There's been a lot done on mass trapping and some cultural controls. For the life cycle of this species, I'm going to start with the oviposition of eggs into the olive. There's the female lays a single egg just under the skin of the olive, and in two or three days that egg will hatch into larvae. There are three larval instars, and the whole larval stage takes about 15 days, a minimum of 15 days, to develop into a pupa. Depending on the time of year, the larvae will pupate inside an olive, as you can see in this picture, and when the pupal stage's requirements have been completed, then an adult will emerge directly from the olive. In the case that it is the late fall, a larva will develop in the olive, and it will come out of the pupate of the olive to pupate in the soil, and then the adult will emerge directly from the soil. The pupal stage requires at least 12 days to develop, and then it'll turn into an adult, which will survive for at least 5 to 6 months, and a female can lay about 500 eggs in her lifetime. Just to continue with the biology and a little bit of how it works in the olive orchards, we start catching adults in baited traps, in yeast baited traps, starting sometime around March or April, depending on the year. But the strange thing is that olives actually support larval development beginning in July. There are about 3 to 5 generations a year. And the whole development happens between July and November. That's the time when olives are harvested. Or it can go through to January, if we're lucky, maybe February. Lucky for the people doing research, right? If the olives stay on the trees and they don't freeze like normally happens in Davis. So the first experiment that I ran together with Hannah Burek was in 2007. And the question I was asking, or we were asking, is what was going on daily? What was happening daily? So if they were attracted at a certain time of the day to yeast baited traps or to pheromone traps. So I used one of each kind of trap in a single tree. And I had 10 repetitions of this. The trees were 18 meters apart. And we counted males and females every hour from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And this was done in Oroville, California. We got some really surprising results. So in May, we did this twice. In May, we found a lot of flies in the yeast traps. The same thing happened in June, got even higher numbers in June. Remember, there are no olives at this time right now. But in the pheromone traps, we trapped basically nothing. So then this basically prompted our hypothesis for some other studies, which is that the male response to the female sex pheromone is actually seasonal. There are two things that are really important here. One is, this tufritid fly is the only one known in which the female is the one who puts out the sex pheromone. So she attracts the males. The other interesting thing is that in general we think of male flies being always attracted to female pheromone, but that does not seem to be the case here. So we designed a second experiment in which I did several different preliminary studies to see what traps would work best. So we discarded the yellow color in any trap, and we started using sticky traps instead of McPhail traps, as you see down here, which were the ones we used for the previous experiment. So right now what I have is a control that means basically a white sticky trap with no pheromone on it, and a treatment that is a white sticky trap with 24 capsules. Up to now, we've seen that the more number of capsules we put on a trap, the more males we attract. I have 5 repetitions. I have 1 control trap and 1 pheromone trap per tree. And I check those traps weekly and count the males that are attracted and females if there are any. And I replace the pheromone capsules every 2 months. And that is actually very often, because supposedly the specifications for the pheromone are that it should last 3 to 4 months. I also put up some bait traps, yeast traps, to show that flies are present, but they are just not going to the pheromone traps. And from the flies that I catch in the yeast traps, I keep everything in alcohol right now, and I will later on be doing dissections to check ovarian maturity of the female and mating status. So for the yeast baited traps, what you can see in this graph, the x-axis is date, and the y-axis is average number of flies per trap per day. So what you can see is that males and females have a pretty similar pattern in how they they are attracted to the yeast traps. But if you pay attention, this is the time, this red line shows you when the olives will support larval development. And you can see that there are very high numbers before this, when there are no olives around. And the results, in this graph, I'm only showing results for males. So everything in this graph is only males. Again, the x-axis is a date, and the y-axis is average number of males per trap. And the control is the pheromone trap with no pheromone on it, the sticky trap with no pheromone on it, and it's actually on the x-axis basically all the time. It's the blue line right there. And then the yeast trap catches are exactly the same ones as I showed in the graph before, so just repeating what we have seen already. And the interesting part is the pink line. What you can see is we have one peak in November, which is like right now, and another peak in May or April, May. And again, this is when there are no olives around. It's interesting that I can see this peak starting right now again this year, and I'm very excited to see what the data will show when I go back to Davis and do my count on Thursday. The conclusions from this graph basically are that the male response, the sex pheromone, is seasonal. I'm seeing this repetition right now. Hopefully it will hold up. There are 2 peaks, as I said before, and one in April, May, and the other one in November, and they are not synchronized with olive availability. In November, the olives are basically already really, really highly stung by previous generations, and in April, May, there are no olives to ovipositing. In. Some other research that I'm doing right now, parallel with this pheromone study, is I'm looking at courtship behaviors. And what I would like to determine is if there's a particular sequence that they follow in these courtship behaviors, and if all of those behaviors that they show are actually necessary. And it looks like the wing fanning of the male is one of the key ones up to now. I'm also looking at mating behavior and would like to determine if there are multiple matings, if there is male and or female competition, and where they actually mate in the trees and where in the trees. Future research, I would like to pin down the seasonal schedule. And I also like to know what is around in spring, if it's newly emerged females or old females that have survived the whole winter. I'm also doing field versus colony sex ratios monthly. And I would like to determine the proportion that pupate inside the olive and outside the olive at different times of the year. And with that, I would like to thank people in my lab and the university I'm from in Argentina, who I'm on leave from my job there, and the Department of Entomology, who paid for my trip to the ESA and who is, of course, supporting my studies, the lab people who always are around to help, and my major professors and advisors, and of course the olive orchard owner who lets me do my studies there. Thank you very much, and if there are any questions, I'll take them.
We have time for questions.
Yes, over there in the back. There have been some studies on that, but I don't know the particulars. I think it's still in discussion. Yes?
So your pheromone trap data would indicate that one of the major primary mating events occurs potentially in November.
Yes.
And there are no hosts available at that time. So where would you think that fertilized females would ovipositing?
So actually the question is, if what happens when in November when there are no hosts available, and but that's the other way around. In November there are hosts available.
Oh.
They're just highly deposited in by previous generations, but there might be finding olives there.
Okay.